Dave Schluter. How are you doing, buddy?
Great. Boy, this weather's something else. And my goal tonight, John, is to clear up one of the largest misunderstandings. Next year's my 40th year of practice. And I'd say more than five times a year, I run into the train wreck where someone who is named in their parents' will or a brother or sister's will or a good friend's will as executor thinks that that makes them an executor. It's only a suggestion.
Whoa, wait, what, really?
Made by the person who's passed away.
It's a suggestion? It's not the
it's
ultimate?
It's a suggestion until a judge says that the will looks good legally. A probate court judge says it looks like it was formed properly. And then everybody gets notice who themselves could have wanted to be involved if they're an heir of the person who died, and they get to come in and say, oh, they have another will, or it's not a trial per se, but the word out to the WGN audience is just because when you open the will after someone you love passed away or a good friend, whatever, naming you does not give you any authority. And I know it has you thinking, but it's the reason why we sell trusts instead of just doing wills, because there's always an expense involved. For example, there's 6 million people in Cook County. If the person is a resident of Cook County who passes away, there's no Bridgeview Court for probate, Maybrook, Rolling Meadows, Old Orchard. Everything's at the Daly Center. Now, the judges are, there's many judges up there. They're all on the same floor, up on the 18th floor. They do a great job. But the issue is somebody's paying a lawyer. And it gets down to who's going to pay the retainer. I have seen people, John, sell cars, have garage sales, hire realtors, approach a financial advisor. You've got a ton of those on your show every year. And start moving money around just because they see their name as executor. And that is not legal. It is improper. And it causes a lot of problems. If a person makes those moves because they misunderstand how it all works, there's personal liability going on.
Wow.
It's called the big oops. They could end up popping up money, reimbursing the other people who are named in the will for acting goofy. So, again, it's a great topic because people may be pulling over at this time, hopefully not causing any traffic accidents or stopping in the kitchen and waving somebody over to hear this because, again, it all goes well if the person named hires a lawyer and steps up and gets appointed. But the word for tonight is you do not have authority unless a judge says so.
Well, how often does the judge look at who was suggested and go, yeah, that makes sense, that sounds good? That's got to be the majority of the time, though.
Oh, yeah, the preference of the person goes a long way. It's not a nutty system or anything for injustice, but people can still... They get notice of the hearing of when the person is appointed, and they're free to hire a lawyer or show up and say, I'm not sure about this will, Judge. I heard there's another one in the attic, and I'm going to bring that one next week. And so it can come down to a later dated will than the person who's running around doing things doesn't know about. Often a parent's love, people will actually get brought to different lawyers. And Terry Peck will tell you this one. They'll sometimes take their kids to two different lawyers, and they don't know that the kids don't know that that has happened.
Whoa.
Maybe it's earned to earn their love, or they're afraid of them and being intimidated. So it's not always a can of worms. It's not doomsday. But the main thing is, 2 days after the funeral, don't go to CarMax and try to drop the car off or call a realtor and start having an open house. Because you're, quote, the executor. Or also another big one is handing out the personal property in the house, like going to the jewelry box.
Oh, that's
hey,
no
niece,
good.
Niece, Sarah, why don't you take the diamond necklace? All that can be done later once the person's appointed. But anything they do before that is totally not legally binding.
So if you are the executor, or you're named it, or suggested essentially in the will, wait till everything goes through probate and the judge says, this is true, this is legal, you are the executor, then you can go do the things that are in the will. So this is on two ends.
Yeah.
Number one, know that people that have been named executors and are wondering what their role is or what they're allowed or not to do, wait until the judge agrees. But to parents out there that name someone, there's got to be other reasons, too, why a judge may not assign someone as the executor. One, that person may be dead. I hate to say it like that. I don't know about incarcerated, if that eliminates a person from doing it. They may not have their mental faculties, Dave. I imagine that that can play a role in who ultimately gets named as executor, right?
Yeah, most good lawyers will name one or two backups even after the spouses. So on a couple, you know, it's Tom to Sally, but then not much happens when the dad dies. But when the nine out of 10 guys go first, by the way. So it's mainly, you know, widows acting on the second death. But the issue is that, yes, they can go down to the next in line. But again, that's another round with the paperwork. Sometimes the named person lives in Hawaii, has four kids in college, and doesn't have time. So they can actually resign with the lawyer, and it's no problem as long as the next person says they're willing to act. That happens sometimes, too, because if the will's done 30 years ago, and the person was 25, now they're 55, they may have health problems or may have other obligations. But yeah, it's the end result, we really try to have justice. We don't try to undo the wishes because that doesn't honor people. But the main thing was, I'm just trying to avoid some hand grenades where people end up holding the bag personally because they go in. Maybe they deal with a bank that doesn't know the law, and they hand the person a cashier's check for 50 grand out of mom's or dad's account. Okay, good luck. You know, then the person gambles it or spends it away, and then it comes out when a really qualified attorney looks at it. These are the things they have done without a judge, obviously. And then when it hits the fan, it's expensive, and you know it's a nightmare for the other heirs if the person who does do something goofy spends that money, because that's now reduced everybody's inheritance.
So I want to just then put this a finer point. We've got about a minute left.
Yeah,
Dave, the will versus trust debate, I think, is fairly settled. I know it costs more to do a trust, but you avoid probate for the most part. And you can avoid it essentially entirely if all done right. You can put together all sorts of different rules, different lineups of people that'll be in charge, how they'll be in charge, et cetera, et cetera. I know a will might be cheaper for people to do now, but without a doubt, your heirs going through probate will spend more in legal fees going through probate than you would have just doing a trust now. True or false?
Oh, by far, and also the expenses. When people leave my office, John, after having an estate plan using a trust, whether it's a joint trust or an individual, they should never have to come back to my office. It'd be nice if they happen to be selling a home, because I also am experienced in real estate closings.
Right.
But really, unless I get hired to do the home sale, they really don't need to come back. It's self-activating. They just really need to get a good accountant involved and then just do full disclosure of all their activities to the other people who are named in the trust. It does not require a judge to move forward. So it's definitely, yes, you're right on.
Number and website for yourself, Dave Schluter. You do great work.
Thanks, John. Thanks again for the opportunity. 630-285-5300. Always a free consult on these issues. And the domain is WGNattorney.com. WGNattorney.com.
Take care, Dave. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, thanks again.